If you venture to the coastal Carolinas or Georgia, you might still overhear some people speaking in a dialect that harkens back more than three centuries to the arrival of slaves from West Africa. Slave descendants in the region became known as Gullahs or Geechees. In 2006, Congress designated a National Heritage Corridor designed to help preserve the Gullah Geechee culture. Sharon Cooper Murray has devoted more than 30 years to such efforts, and on Saturday she'll present a program for kids of all ages at historic Brattonsville in York County. She spoke to us about the Gullah culture and language. Ms. Cooper Murray, welcome.
Thank you so much.
How would we distinguish Gullah culture from African-American culture in general today?
I would say that the Gullah people were able to retain so much of their Africanisms that faded away from other cultures because they were stabilized in isolated islands. They were able to recycle the cultures that they brought from the various countries in Africa because they literally had nothing to influence a change, with the exception of their language. They kept the rhythms of West African languages, but it is what's known as an English Creole, and they have kept it until this very day.
Say more about what makes this Gullah language distinctive.
Creole simply means a mixture of like things. It's said that when Africans arrived in Carolina, they spoke up to 109 African languages and dialects. Basically, they were in slavery and could hardly understand one another. For the plantation system to work, there had to be a simple form of communication that not only the Africans could understand, but also the overseer masters and other people they may have come in contact with. They, in turn, created what today we call the Gullah language, this English Creole.
And how active, how vibrant and alive is this language today?
Well, you know, like any language, they evolve over time. Today, there are a lot of words that you don't even hear anymore. When I first got here, people would say, Kaya. The word started out in English as look here. It changed to look here. And in the end, it became Kaya, to mean look here.
I see. Ms. Cooper Murray, you've kind of whetted my appetite here. Can we hear a little bit more of what this language sounds like?
You certainly could. Let's think of a nice phrase. Kya, look that ting the up in the square, the ting the black so, it is like a bud. Now, what I just said was, look here, you see the sky so dark? That's because a big flock of birds are passing through.
What's happening here in terms of the enunciations or letters that maybe are being emphasized or de-emphasized?
When the language was created, there were certain sounds in English that were not a part of African languages. When you think about the words this, that, those, and them, in Gullah, they at that time had no words that began with the TH sound. So they replaced, in some words, they took the TH out and replaced it with a D. Mm-hmm. So you hear people say dis, dat, dos, and dem. And no one's actually been able to determine why they took some words and replaced the TH with a D. And they took other words and they just took the H out. So when you hear words like thing, thanks, and think, in Gullah you would hear ting, tanks, and tink.
And how confident are you that, say, 100 years from now, a discernible, distinctive Gullah culture will remain in the southeastern U.S.?
You know, I believe that Gullah won't die. Though people in the community don't speak the language nearly as much as they used to, whenever they come back on the islands, so let's just say that they work downtown and speak standard English all day. There is someone in that family that still does everything the old way, and the younger ones know when you go around them, you need to go ahead and speak it the old way as well. So though they don't speak it all the time, it still is a very important part of the Gullah culture. So I don't see it disappearing.
Sharon Cooper Murray lives on Wadmala Island near Charleston, South Carolina. She'll be at historic Brattonsville in York County on Saturday.